Podcast.ph can be downloaded for free on iTunes by typing podcast.ph programs. You can also listen on Podomatic, Spreaker, Stitcher, Clamor, YouTube, and our official URL, podcast.ph. Like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+. Podcast.ph, the most active and fastest growing podcast network in the Philippines.
Can you adjust the frequency and volume a bit?
Startups, originators, música, cultura, the arts, política, sports, news, technology, crime, tragedy, comedy, lahat ng makabuluhan.
We are your independent podcast content creator, straight from the Philippine Islands.
Mabuhay.
You're listening to podcast.ph.
Welcome to the 76th episode of Martin's Man Cave here on podcast.ph. My name is Martin Andanar. This is probably one of the most exciting and surreal podcasts that I will record in the history of Martin's Man Cave. Our guest today was born on August 28, 1958 in Santa Mesa, Manila. He's married to Maria Antonia Tony Yulo, and they have three children, namely Selena, Joaquin, and Cece. His father is Carlos Caloy Loizaga. His mother is Victoria Loizaga. And our guest today finished his education, his college, at San Beda College, Commerce Marketing in 1980. High school, San Beda rin, in 76, and grade school, Ateneo de Manila. In 1978, he joined the Philippine national team. In 1979 as well, he was there for the World Youth Basketball Championship. And in 1990, the Philippine national team member, and they did win the silver medal during that time. In San Beda, he started playing junior football team in 1972 to 74, junior basketball team from 74 to 76 in San Beda as well. 76 to 79, he was then in the senior basketball team for the NCAA. And in 1979 to 1980, he joined the Elizalde & Company Incorporated, ECO, basketball team for Mika. 1983, Delta Motors Incorporated. He was a member for Toyota Corolla basketball team. 1984 to 85, the URC, or Universal Rubina Corporation, member of the Great Taste basketball team. La Tondeña Distillers. This is when I started watching and idolizing this person. 1986 to 1983 for Ginebra. Excited lahat ng mga Ginebra fans ngayon. 1994 to 1998, Ginebra. But by then he became the manager, and then he also joined the NBA or Metropolitan Basketball director for the Pangasinan basketball team. And then in 2001 to 2002, he was a commissioner of NBA, and he joined San Miguel in 2003-2007 as a member of the SMC All-Star basketball team, Community Sports Incorporated director for marketing head baseball, right? 2007-2010. Wow, may baseball pala. At pahaba ng pahaba, Sports Division Management Group, San Miguel Corporation, 2004. Manager of San Miguel Beer Basketball Team and the Magnolia Basketball Team, 2005 and 2010. Philippine Sports Commission as Commissioner Executive Director from 2010 to 2012. And Universities Athletic Association of the Philippines, 2013 to 2014 as Commissioner of the UAAP, the famous UAAP Basketball League, and of course Blackwater Elite Basketball Team 2015 to present, Consultant Basketball Operations, Philippine Basketball Association, and lastly, National University 2015 to hanggang ngayon po, Athletics Director of the University's Athletic Association of the Philippines. Without further ado, please welcome my idol, your idol, Joaquin Cuerva Loizaga. Sir, thank you so much for...
Hey, good Sir afternoon, Chito. Martin.
Chito Loizaga, 3 points.
Those my were good, the good days.
My goodness. I can't believe that you're here. You're sitting down there right right just across me.
I told you I'd come.
Wow. My goodness. Okay. I can just... I always recall when I was in Ultra and then I would watch you and Joey. Last 2 minutes, you'd be thrown in because it's lamang ang presto, lamang yung kalaban nyo. Tapos kailangan maka 3 points para makalamang ng isa pa. Pinasin ni Dondon ang palayo. And then Chito Loizaga, boom, 3 points, right? Mm-hmm. And I can still vividly remember those days. And now you're just across me. You're talking, breathing the same air.
Yeah.
But... you're here because we want to talk about your life, and you have a lot of fans out there just like me who want to know the real Chito Loizaga outside the basketball court. Siguro simulan natin, sir, sa giving honor to your parents, and let's talk about your... No, we know Caloy Loizaga. We'll talk about Caloy later on because we know he's an
icon.
So everybody knows him. I want to talk about your mother. Tell us more about your mother.
My mom was always a mother, but to everyone. She would make sure that everybody was good, happy. And she was always concerned about the health and our present status. No? I believe perhaps that, you know, her love and dedication is perhaps what every mother really has given their kids.
Mm-hmm.
Sobra, I mean, you can't ask for more.
Mm-hmm.
And the dedication is really unquestionable. 24/7.
Uh-huh.
Kahit hindi pa uso sabihin yung 24/7, no, para sa kanya noon, 24/7 sa kanya. Today, she's here now in Manila with my father.
Mm-hmm.
And up to this day, she's looking after my dad now. My dad's old age is catching up to him, so he's not as mobile as he used to. So we're just trying to make everything comfortable for him. And we're helping out with my mom. But my mom is the one really looking after him.
Medyo baliktad ang ginawa mo, Sir Chito, no? Kasi alam natin na... your dad lived in Australia for quite some time,
yes,
in Sydney, and we know that their geriatric care there is top notch.
Yes,
in Australia, and but the kayo magkapatid, it was a decision.
Yeah, it was a decision, a family decision, mm-hmm, that we decided to bring him back.
Mm-hmm. How old is he? How old is your father?
He's 85 today.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And my mom is 76.
Mm-hmm.
So we brought them back here. Well, honestly, most of their friends really are here. And they also wanted to already relax. You know naman how life is in Australia. You have to do things by yourself. It's very difficult and expensive to also... hire any service there. No? So the family decided that with their consent as well, no? That we asked them personally, I mean, would you prefer to come here? And we'll just look after you here. I mean, you know. So they did. And in 2012, we brought them back here. And they've been here ever since.
How many are you in the family? Your mom, your dad, and then
there's five. You? I have four siblings. Mm-hmm. I'm the eldest, and after me comes my brother Joey,
mm-hmm,
and after Joey comes my sister Princess, mm-hmm, or Carmen. She's the non-showbiz sister. Mm-hmm. But she's older than Teresa and Bing.
So Princess
that
here in the Philippines? Or?
No, she's in Australia.
Australia.
And Teresa
is in Australia too?
Australia as well. Mm-hmm. And Bing is here, but she comes back and forth.
Oh, you're the only one who opted to stay here.
I'm the only one who still needs a visa to get there.
And you're still applying for it?
And I'm still applying for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so there's always hope. I lost my PR, so that's why I'm...
No, I never had a PR.
You never had a PR.
I never had a PR. Mm-hmm. And really, when I apply for a visa, I apply for a tourist visa to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's it. I've never applied for a PR.
And you never, because I was always wondering during those times, though, you and Joey were playing with Robert Jaworski and Ebra. Both of you were very famous. And isa pa rin nandito si Bing because she's in showbiz. No? So, and then, of course, you hear these stories about your dad in Australia, your mom. There's kailan natira. Sabi ko, oh, sayang naman. Pero di bali, sikat-sikat naman silang dalawa. kaya okay lang. And then after, when you retired and Joey retired, and we started to wonder where you guys were. And of course, ikaw alam namin na you're very active in sports.
Yes, I am.
And si Joey biglang naglaho na parang bula, nasa Australia na pala.
Yes, he moved to Australia.
Okay, let's backtrack a bit and talk about your elementary days.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
That's... Well,
how was it in Ateneo?
It was during that time that was like the 60s. So,
pwede pang manigarilyo sa loob ng campus during that time.
Oh, uh-huh. Pero bawal, mm-hmm. bawal noon.
Bawal ah.
It was a good experience to have studied grade school in Ateneo. Actually, I still can't recall much of the
grade school
activities.
Yeah.
But if we're just going to talk about sports,
sports and your friends
perhaps you know the funny thing, and you might find this very funny actually. When you're in grade school, you only represent like you'd be part of a varsity team of the school. No? So, and the funny thing, I was part of the varsity team, but not for basketball.
Mm. For what sport?
You wouldn't believe it. I was a varsity team for volleyball.
Volleyball.
Oh.
Well, because you were tall already.
Yeah, I was tall. No?
How tall are you, by 6'3"?
Yes.
6'3", yeah.
Yeah, sure. I was a volleyball varsity player.
Okay.
But of course, you have intramurals and you play basketball. Mm. But I wasn't chosen in basketball.
Yeah.
And perhaps, you know, looking back, maybe that was something that planted in my brain.
Yeah.
That I said, hey, you don't want me, huh? So, you know. Or it could have been a challenge for me. Maybe I should improve myself.
But you already knew that your father was a legend in basketball. You know?
Yes, yes.
I mean, you felt it already.
He was an icon already by that time.
Uh-huh. And you were your teachers would tell you your dad is
even his friends would tell me. And you know, perhaps there was a bit of pressure also. Looking back and saying that, you know, shall I follow his footsteps or shall I do something else, you know? So, but going back to the grade school, so that was the fun. But I participated in practically all the intramural sports. No? Mm-hmm. I mean, I swam, I played soccer, I played base softball.
Athletic.
I was really a sports nut. So, and up to today, I have batchmates and schoolmates of mine that we still see each other. There was a time that I was invited even actually to play in the alumni league of Ateneo. Uh-huh. So I did join them 2 years. Nung naka-champion kami ng 1 year,
uh-huh.
So all my batchmates were going crazy over it, no? Because uh-huh. we won. And then they tried to put us up to a more competitive level. Sabi ko, ayoko na niya. I'm retired. And I said, I'm just doing this for fun. I don't want to get serious with this. So, but, you know, I'm happy that I got that opportunity to play with them, no?
Uh-huh.
At this time, no? Uh-huh. That we're old already. And it was really just for fun. And things perhaps that we couldn't accomplish when we were young, we, you know, got together and were able to accomplish that.
When you were growing up, when you were in elementary in Ateneo, your dad was still playing or was he already working?
I think he was already at the end of his career, if not the end.
Samika.
Uh-huh. Of his career, not career. Like he retired already
from basketball. Yeah. Okay. And what did he
and
do?
And honestly speaking, Martin, uh-huh. Cannot even recall really the way he played.
Uh-huh.
And up to this day, I'm looking for a video that you know.
And there's none.
Wala akong makita talaga.
Oh my goodness.
Wala. There was only one short video that I saw him, but it was just. He was just parading in the Melbourne Olympics, and I saw him holding the flag, and that's about it. And that's the only thing I've.
And there are no videos in Melbourne.
No, right? of yeah, him.
Probably have to search.
None. There in are, yeah, but yeah. Not of the Philippine team.
Ah, okay. So and then when he retired from basketball, what? I always wondered what he did here in the Philippines.
He went into coaching right away.
Coaching.
Yeah, he was a coach.
Mm-hmm. For Mika,
yeah,
uh-huh,
yeah.
And how was your father as a dad?
Very disciplinarian. Yeah, I mean, sports. No, you have to be very disciplined. You know, and but then again, he was really focused on sports as well. No, so he would really. Be concentrated on his coaching career,
mm-hmm.
and you know we also watched some of the games that mm-hmm. he would coach.
Mm. So, okay, so growing up after grade school in Ateneo, you moved to San Beda, na, no?
Mm-hmm.
What made you move to San Beda?
A couple of things, though, mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. Again, location.
Mas malapit sa bahay mo. Okay.
Okay, was one of the criteria.
Okay. Oh.
At the same time also, my dad also wanted us to continue there. No?
Mm-hmm.
Even when we got to, when we first entered Ateneo, it was more also convenient for us because we were closer to Ateneo at that time. But the reason why also my dad wanted to send us to Ateneo was, and I'll go really way, way back, but I'll give you a short, you know, is my dad was really supposed to play sana for Ateneo.
Mm-hmm.
But after the war, he went to try out. That was still Padre Faura in Ateneo.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to get him right away. Oh, just bring this young, lanky guy and make him play for our team. And
mm-hmm.
But at that time, after the war, he wasn't that... there was no such thing as scholarships then. And my dad was not in a position to really pay for his own... Mm-hmm. Tuition. So, and Ateneo was not offering also the scholarship that he was looking for. So, unfortunate. And it was really the late Father Donelan who saw him practice. Mm-hmm. And it was him who wanted to get him in for the team.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, he did prosper. And that was the only reason why he moved to, you know. Actually, before even San Beda, it was really UST even practiced. I mean, he did some practices with UST before. And that was with Gabby Fajardo, uh-huh. the coach,
mm-hmm.
then.
Mm-hmm.
And only when the brother, Feli Fajardo, who was the coach of San Beda, found out that mm-hmm. he was there. Sabi yan, dali mo na lang sa akin yan. So that's, he ended up in San Beda.
San Beda.
And that's where he built his name.
And then...
And the rest is history.
So he wanted you to...
So he also wanted us to be there.
Follow his footsteps.
Yeah. Yeah.
Continue the tradition.
And also like a payback for him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He wanted to give back also to San Beda, so he also brought us there.
So did he even influence or force you to play basketball?
No, actually, you know, makulit talaga siya, you know, and you should try other sports, you know, because he, in the back of his mind, he probably thought that, you know, they will always compare us to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so you try other sports, you know, mm-hmm. but you know, at the end of the day, no matter how much he tried to, not naman discourage, but try to convince us to look for other things.
Uh-huh.
Wala, balik pa rin doon sa basketball.
So, basketball. How old were you when you realized that kaya magaling pala ako mag-basketball? How old were you then?
I was in high school, you know, and it was my going to the second and third year high school,
mm-hmm.
and I said, "Oops, parang this is seryoso na talaga to," because you know I had friends, and you know you have barkadas in school, eh, you know? and some of them also tried out for the school team,
mm-hmm.
high school team, and. I'd noticed really when we did the tryouts and we were friends outside, yet when we were on the court, kami nagtitirahan na, di ba? Mm. You know, kukala ko mo kaibigan ta, ba't tinitira mo ako, di ba? So that's when I really thought that, okay, I mean, really, these guys are serious. They want to be in the team to the point that, you know, they'll bring any harm to even the friend that they had.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Mm-hmm.
So sabi ko, seryoso na to. So that's when I said, and I, you know, reflected on this and said, you know, if I want to be part of this, then I really have to give a lot of time and really improve myself on my game.
And you were what, center during that time, forward?
Yeah, at your more height? Like a forward,
6'3", center. 6'3".
Yes, about maybe a bit. Shorter than
and when because you're a 3-point shooter and during that time wala pa, no? So did you intentionally develop your shooting or
that was part when you go I mean again when you reach the PBA, which is really the ultimate goal of every basketball player today, even to be able to participate and play in the PBA. Should you want to stay longer, you'd have to continue to develop the game that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Your game cannot be just one dimension.
Mm-hmm.
You have to learn how to adjust and you'd have to understand what your team needs.
Uh-huh.
And if there is a department in the game that the team needs to have a player who can do this for them, then you either train yourself to do that or they would look for another player, no, to cover that position or that department. So it's something that, you know, particularly that when they introduce the three, I mean, you still, you know, if you shoot a three, it's still 1 point more than just your normal basket. You know? That's why I never learned to dunk the ball.
Uh-huh.
Because I thought that it was just at that time, a waste of energy to just go and down. It's just two mm-hmm. points. I'd rather practice the three than go do that. No. But now, when you do a dunk now, there's an impact. Eh? There's a psychological impact on that.
Added value. Oh. Entertainment value.
Oh, meron pang entertainment value. Well, that's basketball today. You know, it's also an entertainment industry na rin.
Who taught you your basic shooting?
My dad did when we were small. My dad did. He taught both Joe and myself the basic, the form on how to shoot.
It's the same. Would it be the same form that you guys would teach the new players?
Yes, I would.
The same form?
Yeah, I would.
I mean, the both knees. Balance.
Yeah, balance and balance. The arc and the elbow should be tucked in and not out like that.
So that's how your dad taught you?
Yeah, that's basically how he taught us. And you know, I think, Martin, if you if you notice, kasi today, and sometimes when they ask me, you know, to speak, you know, I always say, perhaps players during my time, and I don't know about the others, but me in particular, perhaps we were so blessed that in the house where we lived, we had our own basketball court. Okay, so we practiced day and night. You hardly see that today. You see that in every Meralco post in every corner of the street, di ba?
Barangay, sa barangay.
The barangay, ganyan. But not on a personal level anymore. You hardly see that.
Especially those who live in the condo.
Yeah. Nothing. Wala na. There's nothing. There's
goodbye to your basketball dreams.
Precisely. Di ba? I mean, before, you know, we had our own. So, Joey and I would, until we were crawling already in the floor, we'll still practice.
How many shots would you take, especially when you got into the PBA or during college? How many shots a day would you take?
Oh, I mean, we practice really, you know, till we dropped already, Mark. And you know, we were doing this at an early age. We were in grade school and we had our own court in our house, so we practice.
Is it true that if you use a smaller ring, you'd be a better shooter? Or?
Well, not really. We didn't. We didn't go to that very technical. The bigger ball but we just standard. Everything was just standard. But the time that you put. That's why I believe there's a book na that you know, the time that you put on your practicing will be the key factor on how good you become. It's the hours that you put in.
Pero grabe no, as in both of you and Joey, you were really shooters and hindi yung tipong anak lang ni Kaloy naging PBA. No, you really proved your medal there in court and
Martin. I mean it was difficult. And even at an early age, people would already compare us to my dad. No? And, you know, they would tease us sometimes and say, malayo ka sa tatay mo, baka ibang klase ang tatay mo. So I said, sure. But, you know, I was also taught how to answer questions like that. You know, I said, you know, my dad was really great and an icon, but he had his own era. And during his era, he was great. And I also have my own time. And during my time,
how many PBA championships did you guys win? Or how many rings?
I had I think 8.
My goodness,
8. 4 with Great Days and 4 with Ginebra.
Galing, no?
As a player.
Wow.
And really. What I found also very attracting in the game is particularly in the PBA, but because remember, Martin, during our time, you could not play zone. It was all man-to-man. They would even call you for an illegal defense during our time. So, yeah, so. You are like playing, you are like playing patintero.
Uh-huh. Mahirap.
From one guy to the other.
Takbo like, ka ng takbo.
Oo, uh-huh. Di ba? But not like today, you can play zone already. It's uh-huh. accepted.
Uh-huh.
So it's to play defensively is not as complicated or not as difficult uh-huh. during our time because mm-hmm. there was they prohibited teams mm-hmm. to play zone.
Mm-hmm.
But again, as I said, that's a different era.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's why today not much is also emphasized on defense.
Uh-huh.
It's a team defense now, mm-hmm. not really more individual
mm-hmm.
defense.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's backtrack a bit and let's talk about your high school basketball career. So joining San Beda, of course, San Beda, doon talaga.
You know, Mark, yeah. If there was one thing that I told myself in my high school and college, you know, seriously practice and get myself into shape all the time and we practice, really practice, no? But the goal that I wanted to achieve really was to just put myself in the finals every time I participated. I mean, for me, that didn't make sense now. I'll join just to be eliminated, di ba?
Uh-huh.
So at least always be in the finals.
Mindset was always in the end.
Oh, I have to always be in the finals. And when you get there, that is a different story now.
Oh, okay.
So my 2 years in high school, in the NCAA of high school, the first in those 2 years, we were at the finals all uh-huh. the time. One, the first year we won,
mm-hmm.
and the second year we lost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then when I got into college, I played 3 years in college. And the first year we were in the finals, we lost. And then the next 2 years we were in the finals and we won.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So that was how...
5 years, the tuloy-tuloy finals from high school.
Yeah,
four, five.
Yeah.
Kasama mo si Joey or...
No, I was not. Joey was a couple of years lower than me.
Mm-hmm. And... Idol ka ni Joey kasi ikaw nandun ka na eh.
Yeah. Alam mo nangyari when I was already in college and Joey was now in high school.
Yeah.
And he was also playing for the high school team. Hindi rin kami nagsama sa college eh. Hindi kami nag-abot.
Pero San Beda rin siya?
Oh, San Beda rin siya.
Oh.
By the time he came into college, I left college na. And then I joined commercial.
ICO?
ICO.
Ah.
Okay. And on my first year in ICO, Lahat ng tournament na sinalihan namin. Finals kami.
Mm-hmm.
Champion kami lahat. And then on the next year na nasa ICO pa rin, lahat na naman ng tournament na sinalihan namin, finals din kaya lang mm-hmm. puro naman kami talo.
Puro talo.
Because at that year, I think there was a team called UPCOR
mm-hmm.
and they were the ones who dominated. Though, mm-hmm. it was always UPCOR and us sa finals.
Mm-hmm.
But sila naman ang nanalo.
Who is a better player? You or Joey? Saan mo nakuha yung technique mo sa pag-rebound kahit hindi ka tumatalon? Before you answer that question, let's play one of your favorite songs. You choose. What song do you want us to play?
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh my God, I have so many favorite songs.
Top of mind.
Oh my God.
80s, 90s.
Oh, even older. I'm really a standard person.
Oh, standard. Let's go standard.
Yeah, then. You know, like...
Sinatra.
Yeah. You know, Just the Way You Are, you know, or something like that.
Billy Joel. Just the Way You Are? Billy Joel? Or?
Was it Just the Way You Are?
Don't Go Changing.
Yeah, I mean, Billy Joel is also an idol.
Uh-huh.
I mean, wait, I'll try to. Jeez, you caught me there. I wasn't prepared for that.
That's okay. We have all the time. Uh-huh. You can think and think.
Favorite
yung dalawang mag-asawa.
Yeah, jeez.
Oh, yun, yung paisa pa yun.
Paano eh? I would say, ano, James Taylor. Kami ni Mrs. And, you know, it could be...
Fire and Rain?
Yeah, it could be any song of James. Uh-huh. I mean, we both love James Taylor. Uh-huh. Actually, there was a... Lately, I don't know if it was the son of James Taylor who sang... Yeah, you know the song, I Will?
I Will, yeah.
Yeah,
we'll play that.
Sing it.
Was it the son or James?
I don't know if...
We'll search it.
Oh, we'll search it.
Okay, hold on.
Sing
it. And we found it. It's Ben Taylor.
Ben Taylor.
Let's play it. I Will by Ben Taylor. And Ben Taylor is the son of James Taylor and Carly Simon. Here it is. Don't go away. We'll be right back here inside Martin's Man Cave with our idol, Chito Loizaga. Stay where you be. That's Ben Taylor and I Will inside Martin's Man Cave on podcast.ph. We are back with the 76 podcast with Chito Loizaga. The question kanina, sir, was yung pag-rebound mo, no? Parang hindi ka tumatalo, na kukuha mo yung bola. Parang, what's the secret?
Positioning, partner.
Uh-huh.
Everybody used to tease me, no? Sabi nila, gaposporo lang ngayon talong ko, eh.
Mm-hmm.
As high as, matchbox. Just positioning.
Mm-hmm. And you've mastered that craft of positioning.
Yeah. It's really more using your lower body and try to avoid using your hands. Because pag hands kasi, tatawagan ka ng foul ng referee.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I've been had some initial discussions now with some of the players of today.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly with the Blackwater team that I'm involved in,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I'm telling you, you know, don't use your hands, because if you use your hands, the referee will see it and they'll call you a foul if you use your hands. So just position yourself, use your hip, you can still open your hands as just to block, but not to hold, not to use your arm and your forearm, but not your hand to hold the hand of that. Mm-hmm.
And who taught you that technique in positioning?
Initially also it was my dad. Mm-hmm. But you also developed the skill to use it, you know. Remember I had also 2 years of training for football or soccer, as they call it. So that also helped me develop my lower body, my legs, my thighs, my waist. So it helped me, and I was able to use that to my advantage. But, you know, as you grow older also and you get to the PBA, you also have to more or less also evaluate and study the people that you're going to play against. In the PBA, it's going to be 18. These are the same people that you're going to play with or play against. And, you know, you have to study what are their weak points, what are their strong points. And then, of course, try to use that to your advantage. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was really more of a defensive player.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when you asked me kanina, Joey and myself,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it was really Joey who was the more offensive-oriented
mm-hmm.
than both of us.
But if you needed to shoot the threes...
Yeah, I mean, later on I developed it.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, before when you, you needed a shot, I'd look for Joey. I give him the ball.
Mm.
Okay. I trust his shot.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I also encourage him because, you know, and I can encourage him to mm-hmm. practice. Mm-hmm. But he was really the more offensive threat.
Mm-hmm.
I was more of a defensive guy. That's why there were times when we were playing together. So yeah, you know, I'd either give him a pick so that he'll be free, or mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. do anything for him to mm-hmm. get the shot.
You only started playing when you were already with Ginebra, no?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I noticed that during those times, you were the cooler head, you know, and Joey was.
Yes.
Mainit ng ulo eh.
Well,
competitive.
Perhaps the competitiveness in him. Yeah, and then I also had another role to play. I mean, si Coach Sunny also relied on me to also make sure that, you know, all the members of the team were doing good. You know, mm-hmm. I was more of like
team captain.
The team captain. Mm-hmm. He gave me that post and mm-hmm. to be more responsible. So that's why perhaps I was more cooler than mm-hmm. the others. You know?
Mm-hmm. What was the best years in the PBA for you?
Oh, my Ginebra years were the best years. I cannot just pick one year. Uh-huh. It has to be all of them.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I think that was the prime of my basketball career.
Ginebra.
I mean, and I'll never forget that. And to be honest with you, Martin, it's so fulfilling and I feel so blessed. And talagang nakakataba ng puso when people still remember. And you know, I'd stopped like 25 years ago, and mm-hmm. there are still people who can remember. And when they come up to me and talk about it, and you know, and I see, you can see the smiles in their eyes. And
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Iba yung laro, So you know, that's nakakataba ng puso, and that's the nicest part. I think, Martin, again, if there was one wise decision also that I did in my career, was really to move away when I was at the peak of my basketball career. So, say goodbye and say thank you and just... move out from the limelight.
Why did you do that?
A few factors. Now again, even my dad, I consulted him when I made that decision, and he said, you know, it's good to retire when you're up there. Then people will have no picture or will not have any image of you.
Not playing well.
Or going down in your career.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you retired?
35.
35 years old pala?
Yeah. Yeah. So 35 years old.
So young.
And I had a contract ready to sign. Again, for another 2 years. And I said, thank you, but no thanks. I think... you know, maybe na sumamal away, sumama din yung loob ni Coach Sunny sa akin. Because maybe he was expecting me to play. He wasn't prepared for me to, you know, to say. But then again, you know, we all have to make decisions in our lives. And as I look back now and where I am today, I'm happy I made that decision.
Yeah, my memories of you playing in the basketball is still making threes and very active championship. Besides, wala na yung tatalo. Tama. And who was the major factor? Who was the person that you talked to or confided with during those times? Your wife?
Yeah, my wife. Yeah. My wife was with me during that time. And we went on a holiday, the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, my wife and I talked about it. Mm-hmm. And my kids were also coming of age.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, my eldest was
mm-hmm.
seven.
Mm-hmm.
Seven. No, am I right? 1990. No, sorry. Mistakes. Just six. Mm-hmm. Six. So I also wanted to spend time with my kids.
Mm-hmm. What did you do immediately after you retired?
There was also one thing that was also perhaps an important factor.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something I can share with everyone. Mm-hmm. And I don't think a lot of people know that on my last year of playing, Mark, I got the opportunity to talk to management mm-hmm. of Ginebra.
Mm-hmm.
I already evaluated myself. I saw that the game was changing.
Mm-hmm.
There was a small transformation of the game. What I learned when I was young on how to play basketball, when you move the ball around and you get a shot coming out from the pick and somebody gives you the ball and you take the shot, that was changing. It was becoming a two-man game, one-man game, sometimes three-man game only. The era, I guess, of Michael Jordan was coming in during that time. Sometimes it's really a two-man game, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't trained for that anymore, and I was too old to learn it.
Mm-hmm.
So I also looked at that possibility already, since I had a very good relationship with the company that I played for, mm-hmm. which is the Ginebra team of La Tondeña Distillers. I looked at the opportunity to join corporate life.
Mm-hmm.
So on my last year, I got the go signal and I joined. And mm-hmm. I used to train. Every morning, I'd come to the office,
mm-hmm.
and after lunch, I'd go home and have a siesta or have a nap and prepare myself for practice at 5:30 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the feel already of corporate after 1 year. So by the time my contract expired, I said, I'll just move in here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened. So that was also a factor. This is something that I can have for myself
mm-hmm.
on a long term. While the basketball, which I had mm-hmm. already for 10 years,
mm-hmm.
probably has to come to an end.
So na-practice mo na.
Galing. So, pasok ako. And, again, I'm also going to say this for the benefit of most of the basketball players. When I left and I joined the company, I went back to school and got my degree.
Went back to San Beda?
Yeah. I went back to San Beda. I got my degree and continue with corporate life.
Buti hindi pa uso yung mga selfie noon.
Hindi pa, pero...
Marami pa rin.
But still, it was still fun going to school. But again, nowadays, medyo maano na rin doon. May mga email na. so you really didn't have to be physically there every day, and I was working already, and then I was working. They were very, there were just only a few units left. Hindi naman marami. So, so they were very also understanding and very considerate.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoy, Sambeda then was still all boys. not the Sambeda now na co-ed na.
So ngayon, nung time na you joined corporate, the corporate world, what did you do?
Sales.
Mm-hmm. Sales. 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 You went out, or you're
inside. Partner, I can be proud to say that the Viva mineral water that you're drinking in the bottle was introduced by us.
Oh, your team.
And I was a big factor in it.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. Though it's not anymore a product of La Tondeña anymore. It became a product of San Miguel and now it's in Coca-Cola.
Mm.
But we were the ones who introduced that to the market.
And that's how you got into San Miguel? When the Viva water was sold out?
No, not really. No, because at that time, La Tondeña was already owned by San Miguel.
Okay.
La Tondeña was already owned by San
Miguel. And then you retired already from corporate work?
Yeah, I left. And I wanted... And then again, I left because I wanted to spend time now with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I left, my eldest daughter was 10, 11.
Mm.
So I said, I had a chat with my wife. She was working then, so I said, I'll be the one first to look after the kids.
Houseband ka?
Houseband.
For how long was that?
Just a couple of years. So. If there's one thing that I'm really proud of, and you know, even if you ask my kids, I'd really wake up, bring them to school, and pick them up.
You,
every day.
You live the full life.
Every day.
You experienced fame. You played an ultra jam-packed crowd,
yep.
Famous, you worked corporate life, and you had a chance to raise your kids. Galing, no?
Yeah.
And this was all planned? Or realizations? No?
I think it was, maybe realizations, mm-hmm. Faith, perhaps. It just have to be there at the right place at the right time, mm-hmm. Perhaps.
You know... When to stop and
when to go.
Smell the flowers and
Thank you and be thankful and then move on to something else and you know. There are still a lot of things about me that you don't know and you might be surprised.
Oh, what are those things that I'd be surprised?
Yeah. If there's one thing, if there's one thing I'll share with you now that perhaps very little people know about me is I enjoy cooking.
And what do you like to cook?
Oh, anything. That, mm. You know. And, you know, I love to cook.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's your best dish?
It could be very simple, like even just... Mm. Just adobo and mongo is
You know how to cook adobo? Huh?
Yeah, that's very very easy to do. It's your taste naman eh.
Uh-huh.
But if there's something that I enjoy doing, it's just hanging out in the kitchen. I mean, you can see naman my body.
Good thing you're tall.
No.
You're smaller now than when you back in the day or
No, I'm bigger now.
You're bigger now, yeah. Back in the day, okay.
Perhaps when I was a young kid, if there was something that I can share with you, and I spend a lot of time in the kitchen with my grandmother, with my mother, and I'd be very observant how they cook, what they did.
So what's the family recipe?
Well, again, we were very Spanish, so you know, there's callos. You know,
panggaut yun.
Pati
munggo na panggaut.
Oh, yeah. There's white beans.
White beans. We got din.
Fabada.
Sarap.
But, you know, I'm not a gourmet person.
Mm.
I'm not a chef. I'm just a cook.
I just love to cook.
I just love to cook. And, you know, you try new things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to. I mean, I love... You can partner if there was something that during when we have trips and during the family and of course my wife and my girls will go shopping. They'll go shopping. So I go just leave me in the supermarket. I'll be fine.
And you'd look at the different...
And then look at everything. All the ingredients, all the condiments, I'd read everything and I know. Things like that. That one, enjoy ako niyan.
You can cook fabada.
Yeah.
Sarap.
We can do that.
Let's do that one of these days.
Yeah. We'll do that. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, I'm not the only one. I mean, my sister knows how to cook. My mom knows how to cook. So, we just shared. That was something that we shared. Mm-hmm. And perhaps it was a family trait. I mean, and I think most of the families naman eh. I mean, if it was a social function, it was just an eating function. You know, we'd always have Sunday lunch with family and friends.
This is Manila, no? Manila.
That was Manila then. Lunch families. And sometimes when we moved to our house, ancestral home in Antipolo, we would have lunch there. And we would invite friends, and friends would travel all the way to Antipolo just for our lunch. Because that's how we entertained, you know. And at that time, pare, Antipolo was not, medyo malayo na rin, malayo pang puntahan.
Tagaytay na yun.
Parang tagaytay na yun, di ba? That's true. So, you know, just for them to get out of Manila as well. And, you know, my mom, my dad used to invite friends and family. Come to Antipolo for Sunday lunch. And, you know, we'd have different guests that will come in and out on a Sunday. So, it was good.
When did your parents decide to migrate to Australia? How old were you then? Were you
really My parents, you know, I'll tell you a story. The funny thing is, I was the first one actually who migrated.
But not
my PN.
Okay.
The first 2 years of, before I played the PBA, 81, no, sorry, 81, yeah. 81 and 82. Just after my stint at the Mika. During one of my trips, summer trips to Australia, because I have family there, my dad's families are there.
Oh, your dad's families are there.
Yeah. I mean, my dad's whole family migrated to Australia in the early 60s.
Loizaga.
The Australia part happened because of my dad. When he joined the Philippine team in Melbourne Olympics in
56.
And he came back here, and then he told his brothers, his sister, his mother, you know, Australia's so nice. Yeah. And during that time, Australia was even paying you just to migrate there.
there are more kangaroos than
more sheep. Kangaroos, sheep,
koala.
Oh, koala and cows too, at that time. So early 60s, like 60, 61, you know, they
moved there.
Yeah, they all moved there. And it was only my dad's family that was left here because he was playing back.
So you and your dad and the wife, the kids.
Yeah, so my grandmother and my dad's side moved. His two brothers and sister with the rest of the other family. Members of the families moved there. So they were there ever since. So may mga blonde and blue eyes na nga na Loizaga na.
Halo-halo na.
Halo-halo na.
Hindi, pero you look Spanish yourself.
Yeah, I don't look very Filipino at all.
So your dad is pure Spanish.
Yeah, and
your mom too?
My mom. Very little lang Filipino blood. My mother's grandfather married a Felix from Bulacan. Okay, that was the ano. But let's say they were in the ano, like the Spanish military. So, but my grandfather, my mom's father, he was born in Spain. He was born in Barcelona. Then just moved back here.
So mga ano ka pala? 80%.
Oh, mga 80.
80% Spaniard.
And then my grandmother was, you know, a French-English woman.
Ah.
Fourdinière.
So you're, so she, si Caloy is Caloy F.
Matute. M.
Matute.
Very Spanish. Yan.
Matute.
Like they're more, the northern, the Basques.
Yeah, Matute. Sila, sila Marta. Ayun, sila Marta, kamag-anak mo. Sila
kamag-anak on my father's side.
Oh, mukhang Spanyol talaga eh. Mm. Si Marta. Marta's cake.
Mm.
Sa kanya yun, di ba? Yeah. Marta's cakes, yeah. Kaya pala nasa Australia. So, anong year lumipat si
Papa ko?
Caloy?
He moved there in 86.
86 na pala.
86.
You were already in the PBA.
Not yet.
You were, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was so, ano, because when I moved to Australia nga, and I was there, so just to continue my story, there was a basketball club organization that saw me play. And then they wanted me to play for them. Wala pa yung professional league ng Australia noon. But so it was really club teams. And they wanted me to play for them. No, you play. We want you here. You're good. You don't know. So I said, no, I cannot play because I'm only here on a holiday. I'm not a citizen here, nor I don't have residence here. No. We'll sponsor you to come here. So, ganon.
This was in Sydney.
Yeah, in Sydney. Mm-hmm. So the club sponsored me. I mean, not expecting anything. I got to know that the club sponsored me to come. So I was legitimately there. So I wanted to try it. So I tried it there.
Played it there.
Yeah, I played it there. So here's, you know, and we're going to look a job for you. So I was playing for the team. But then I was also working for 2 years, Mark.
What did you do?
I played
basketball, okay.
Yeah, I played basketball.
But then you had to work.
I worked for Woolies.
Woolies?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, Woolies, yeah.
Woolworths.
Yeah, Woolworths. Galing, ah.
Oh, so I was in corporate for Woolies. Uh-huh. I did stock control, inventory.
Galing. Kala ko inventory din matangkan. Madaling ilagay mo.
No, well, I was in the...
Management.
I was more of, in the management. I would talk to suppliers who supplied our stores and do stock inventory. So I'd put orders depending on your inventory. And then of course I would call the warehouse when once the deliveries were made. Galing. So 2 years yun. So the corporate life was already there.
They're already. And then you came back to the Philippines after 2 years.
And then only to come back after 2 years. Again, things weren't going great here. Ninoy got assassinated. And so my dad was also not having a hard time. Maybe you can come here and help us out. So I left everything there to come here and help my parents and the family. So I decided when I came here, the only way I can help is to play pro.
Play basketball. Bring a lot of money.
so I played pro. But only to find out after 3 years, they all left me here.
So there was once upon a time you also contributed to your to your family home.
Yeah. So I stayed with them. For some time. At that time, the first year I was playing for Toyota, so the first team I joined, and then the next 2 years was with Great Days. Okay, so and we were championships there, so nakatulong din ako. And then only when I joined Hinebra is when they left.
Okay. So,
The only legit in the application form of my parents was Bing.
Si Bing.
Because she was still a minor.
Yeah, and then si Teresa was...
Everybody was overage. Di ba, you have to apply. If you're over 18, I think, or something, you have to apply by yourself.
And si Teresa was already an actress, right? She was already acting,
right? Yeah. She was already acting. Mm. She was actually, no, she was more of a singer than
than actress, so that's actress, right.
Yeah. So she did that.
And your other sister, who... The princess also played her own.
Yeah, she had to play her own. So she played on her own. Joey applied on his own. And Teresa applied on her own as well.
But so Joey applied after his PBA?
After his basketball
career. But it was easier because the family was already there. Meron silang parang family visa. That kung ikaw na lang natira. Do you plan to apply for citizenship here? Or your kids na lang?
Maybe not. Maybe just the kids na lang. Mm-hmm. I'm happy here. I have so many millions of friends everywhere. Not millions in here. Millions of friends.
Oh, okay. Pero masarap talaga sa Australia. And I what did your dad do in Australia?
Because during his time when he was already here, he was working at our NAIA airport then. So he was under security in the NAIA airport. So he had some training there, and he used to stand over there. So he was. He started with a security
firm,
and then later on was hired by Nestle to handle their security, their in-house security in their warehouse.
So he managed it. He managed the security.
And you know, that's what he loved doing. He was more
physical. And he's a big. How tall is your dad?
He's 6'3" also.
6'3" also. Yeah. No? Tapos hindi naman siya mukhang Pilipino.
Hindi naman siya mukhang Pilipino.
Tapos ang laki pa.
So, pag nandun siya, syempre, takot din yung mga tao sa kanya. Di ba? So, but he enjoyed himself as well. Though, I have to it was challenging for him to move there initially. But he got accustomed to it and then he came around and liked it also as well.
Let's play one more song and then I'll get to some, just a few questions lang about your favorite teammate, maybe your favorite coach. Also, a question about who do you think is the best PBA player today? But let's play one more song.
Sure.
What do you want me to play? Want to play a standard song? Maybe.
Rod Stewart, someday.
Let's do this. Just the way you look tonight.
Yeah, just the way.
Right.
And the Rod Stewart version. Is
what makes this song one of your favorite songs?
I really don't know, but it's just you know
the melody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lyrics.
Yeah.
And who do you imagine when Rod Stewart is singing it?
I mean, actually, Rod Stewart came up with a couple of albums that were really standard.
Standards,
you know,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'd always, when my wife and I are together, we always played that. I mean, the albums, you know. That's what I mean. It was very nice.
Let's play this then. Just the Way You Look Tonight. By Rod Stewart, his version. You're still inside the man cave here on podcast.ph, and we are with our special guest, the idol ng PBA. Walang iba kundi si Chito Loizaga. Babalik pa kami. Let's hear this song first. Someday